SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Friday Night Free Show has begun. You know how we do it. Tony Finn's going to step up and in straight for the strip. The Badlands, the desert, Area 51, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Vino, RobVinoSportsWagerTalk.com. In the house, we talk college basketball as the insanity and the madness is here. And we've got action going on in the late night hours right now, including UCLA and USC. We've got Mountain West action, San Diego State and Colorado State getting ready to tip off here. We like the Aztecs in this basketball game. We've got craziness in the National Basketball Association. We're going to step into the octagon tonight, and Deshaun Watson will not face criminal charges. Breaking news from the National Football League, and there are reports that 10 teams are interested in Deshaun Watson, and there are reports and rumors flying fast and furious out of various National Football League cities right now that are connected to Deshaun Watson. Now, we know that the Carolina Panthers were always sort of at the front of the line of this thing. The Panthers were the one team that, like, even before they were willing to talk type of deal, right? Like, a lot of other teams were like, well, we're going to see what happens and all that. The Panthers, like, let it be known that they're in on this. But they're not the only ones that are in on this. The Seattle Seahawks are the X factor. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers really going to step up? Well, Pittsburgh's name is popping up. The New Orleans Saints. All right, the New Orleans Saints. The three front runners right now, right, according to where it's actually, you know, sort of real, that that the teams are interested for real, the Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, and the Seattle stuff is popping up from various sources that, yeah, Seattle are actually potentially in the mix here right now for this. Now, it seems like a very un-Seattle type thing to do, doesn't it? That they would, yeah, we're going to trade for Deshaun Watson. We're going to give him all this money. But you just traded Russell Wilson. Now's the time to do this. You have the money. And, you know, a fan base who just got punched in the stomach and their teeth kicked in by Russell Wilson's departure, you know, you can salvage and you can erase this and say, yeah, Russ is gone, but you know what? He's old, and we got Deshaun Watson now. And you don't have to hate him because he didn't get criminally charged, and hey, who hasn't been sued before? Right? That's the type of road that you can go down. All right, so we're going to get in on the San Diego State Aztecs. We've got the Lakers and the Wizards going on right now. Close game, 74-71. We'll track that. The Toronto Raptors. I know it's funny because the Phoenix Suns are the best team in the NBA, right? Well, the Raptors just went into Phoenix and beat them. They just went into Phoenix and beat them. Have I, you know, give me my money. Have I won the over 36.5 yet? No. I think we're one short still, right? What are we, we're at 36 now? One more win, and we win the bet that we told you guys to take like 313 times. But some of you listen to me. 36.5 season total win for the Raptors. We're going to win this bet before March Madness starts. Oh, I just mushed it. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to our AM radio affiliate, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio Networks. Of course, we kick it. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. The madness, the insanity. It's already here. Oh, March Madness starts next week. Wrong. It's already begun. Look at the Big Ten. Chaos in Indianapolis. All right, the Big Ten has had a seed upset in 6 of the 10 games. Purdue are the only top 4 seed left in the Big Ten. All right, and It doesn't stop there, but we've got late night college basketball, and we've got to try to build the bankroll and keep this party rolling. So San Diego State and Colorado State, big time basketball game here between two teams that don't like each other very much. We told you before this tournament started that we thought the Aztecs were the team to beat. I thought the Aztecs were going to win this tournament, so obviously I like the Aztecs in this spot. I like the UCLA Bruins tonight. I guess the Bruins would be more of a money line situation. They're up 16-13 right now with about 10:55 left in the first half. Hawaii and Cal State Fullerton got a close one. We're on the Warriors plus three in this spot. We took Hawaii last night. They got it done for us, so we went back to them. But this is the problem when you get that to this juncture of these tournaments. You know, teams that you like and teams that have been good to you earlier in the tournament are playing against each other. And then you've got to make a decision. And we made our decision. We're in on Abilene Christian. So all these games are just getting going right now if you want to hop in right now and join the party. Abilene Christian. We're in Abilene Christian on the money line against Seattle. We're on Hawaii plus three against Cal State Fullerton. I like the San Diego State Aztecs on the money line in this basketball game. And I liked UCLA minus the points. We didn't get in on it. We waited. We figured, you know what, we'll do something in game here. And as it is now, like I said, they're up 16-13. But the point spread is exactly what it was. It's like 6.5 right now, 6.5. I think I'm going to put UCLA on money line parlay. We'll figure out who the dance partner will be in a couple of moments. There's just so much stuff going on, including Deshaun Watson will not be criminally charged. If you're a National Football League fan, then your team is probably right now rumored to be acquiring Deshaun Watson. Now, he has a list of teams that he'll accept a trade to. We'll break down the list. We'll break down the games. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! It's a Friday Night Free Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. College basketball madness and craziness going on, and Fullerton just went on a little bit of a run. 28-21 right now. Cal State Fullerton, 121 left in the first half of play. A lower scoring game going on there. The Lakers are up 76-71 on the Wizards right now. Abilene Christian in Seattle. It's a very low scoring. 14-12 with 8 minutes left in the first half. And UCLA have a 5-point lead on USC right now. And I don't know what the hell's going on with this Aztec game. It's always, these games always start a little bit later than expected. Vancouver came back on Washington as well. So if you tuned in to Game Time Decisions tonight, we always tell you, well, 6 o'clock Eastern, I know many of you do. Man, we put together that parlay. We put together the parlay where Cousin Sal was on with us. And, you know, Sal likes these big parlays and stuff, but he likes to lay these minus money type of deals. And I said, all right, let's put together a parlay here together. All right. It was really basically me, and they were like, oh, okay. But here we go. Duke, money line. SMU, money line. Kentucky, money line. Memphis, money line. Texas Tech, money line. We played it live on the air, $200, paid back $563. Winner. Winner. And we also had another parlay, Tennessee, Duke, and Kansas. That Duke game was stressing me out because I had two big parlays on it, and they both won, though. So the Tennessee-Duke-Kansas parlay that we gave you won, and the Texas Tech-Memphis-Kentucky-SMU-Duke plus 176 parlay won. That's always nice, huh? It's always nice hitting those plus money parlays. Oh, yeah, and we also hit Memphis-Arizona-Purdue money line parlay. We'll take it. We'll take it. We also hit the Toronto Raptors plus the points. We also hit over 222 in the Toronto Raptor game. We also gave you Pascal Siakam over 21.5 points scored. Not clean sweep in a Raptor game, 3-0. You know, this Raptor game tonight was interesting going into to Phoenix, and shout out to everybody listening in the desert right now. This is where we have to part ways, just because I am a Raptor fan. And no, I like the Suns. I think the Suns are still the best team in the NBA. But, you know, the Raptors don't get a lot of respect from the average fan. But the average fan is a dumbass. So that's good. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, whatever. Right? Like, you watch some of these NBA shows, it'll make you dumber and stuff. It really will. It really will. Like, it's just constantly about the same teams. Right? Well, Philadelphia are going to be impossible to beat all the time. Yeah, I know. They're always there because they win all the time, right? I know. Well, now you have James Harden and Joel Embiid together. They're going to be impossible to beat. Yeah, I know. Because how many combined rings do these two have together? Combined years in the NBA, 20. Championships, none. Right? So, like, you know, it's like these, you know, the media hypes up the same players, the teams. And it really is amazing. Like, if you look at the Toronto Raptors, like Scottie Barnes, good example. We showed you Scottie Barnes' numbers compared to Evan Mobley's numbers. They're the exact same. They both score 14, 15 points a game. They both get 8 rebounds. And Scottie Barnes has a couple of more assists. Like, they're literally the exact same number. Yet Evan Mobley is like minus 550 to beat a rookie of the year. And Scottie Barnes is 10-1. Why? Right? You know, like, we see every night, like, you know, and, oh, this player scored 30-plus points again. Unbelievable. Well, Gary Trent has scored 30 or more points in 9 games this year for the Raptors. Anybody talking about it? No. But that's, like I said, and it goes to, you know, just it sort of proves my point. It's just like how stupid the average fan is and the average media person that talks without really watching the league. Right, they watch the primetime games and they're not watching anything else. They don't really get, you know, the ins and outs of the league. But the odds makers do. The odds makers do. And we talked about the trickiness and the strangeness of this number tonight, in which the Toronto Raptors, listen, the Phoenix Suns are a better team than the Toronto Raptors are. Right? Phoenix Suns are the best team in the NBA. And they're going home. They're going home and they're laying 6 points. Okay, the opening number at 6. I thought, you know what? Like I said, you know, I guess so. I was thinking 7.5 type thing, but, you know, all right, 6. And then it was 5. And then it was 4.5. It was 4.5. So, you know, the Toronto Raptors that nobody, you know, average dumbass fan never talk about, doesn't know they exist, and average dumbass media type that pretends the Raptors don't exist. What, meanwhile, the sports book is like, no, it's 4.5. Like, we're not giving you points with this. It's 4.5. And the betting market, the you know, I don't like the term sharp versus square, but I'll say, you know, the daily professional players all were on the Raptors tonight. Right? And sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to learn. It's just one of those deals. You have to be around a long time to understand this and get it. And some of you will. You have to understand how to read the number in a way. And sometimes I'm too oblivious to that. And I sort of know, you know, something's weird about this, but I'm going to do it anyways. College is a little different. The odds makers don't know, right? The odds makers are flipping a coin. You think the odds makers really know? Oh, yeah, there's Bubbly and Christian in Seattle. They don't know, bro. They know as much as you and I do about this game. They just set a number for it and whatever. They, you know what I mean? Whoever wins. But, you know, with the NBA, it's different. Like, you know, the NBA, the numbers are crisp and sharp. And the odds makers know the league. So it's fascinating to me how the Raptors don't get any love publicly at all. Yet the hardcore betting market, the Raptors never, like, if you bet the Toronto Raptors every game like we do, and some of you do, you'll notice there's never any value with them. Like, it's always, man, it's a bad number, but, right? It's amazing. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. They don't have Kyle Lowry yet. They're still really respected by the odds maker, and they showed up tonight. Now, there were a couple of reasons why we liked the Raptors coming into this game. Number one, the Raptors are good against good teams. The Raptors will play up or down to the level of their competition. Like, they are guilty of that. You're right. Like, look, the Raptors lost back-to-back games last week to Orlando and Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And then they roll into Phoenix and they beat Phoenix. Like that, you know, that's two of the Raptors. The Raptors, you know, will play up or down to the level of their competition. So we knew the Raptors. Plus, the Raptors were off since Wednesday. They played in San Antonio. They hadn't been playing great, but they got Van Fleet back now. Now it was Van Fleet's second game back, so they were going to be even better tonight. Plus, they're in a bad mood because they are a good team. They think they know they're really good, and they don't like losing. The Raptors don't like losing, so they are sort of like they got recharged after that little blip coming out of the All-Star break. They had a hard time adjusting. Now they're back on track. And the Phoenix Suns had, you know, the Phoenix Suns are kicking ass, but the Phoenix Suns were on the road. And this is something that bettors know, but there's always, you know, people that are just sort of started this stuff. People, oh, I already know that, Morency, but not everybody knows everything. So there's something to this, guys. It's not applicable in football. Because football is a short season and stuff. It's different. But it's applicable it's applicable for hockey. It works for baseball, and it works for the NBA. And that is, teams will lose their first game back after a road trip. Now, there's a couple of different, you know, layers to this. Even better, all right? The best thing is when the team has a great road trip. Team has a great road trip. More often than not, they will lose their first home game back. Team has a bad road trip, it's a little bit different. Like, they might be back home and pissed type of deal. It's more so like, they had a really good road trip and this is their first game back home now. It's a horrible spot for teams to be in. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? Boop. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
We let them off the hook. Well, we ain't letting nobody off the hook tonight. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. I am Gabriel Morency. Tony Finn's going to step up, and I look forward to Tony's thoughts on this college basketball craziness. We'll hit all the games. Rob Vino will join us a little bit later on. We'll hit all the games. Lakers right now up a four spot, 89-85. You know it's not going to be easy, right? Like, you know, like, Lakers sort of started to pull away a little bit. You know it's not going to be easy here. But it is the Washington Wizards, after all. And speaking of pulling away, we told you we like UCLA tonight. We liked UCLA coming into this game tonight. Colorado State's up 14-7 right now on San Diego State. You know, we crushed it tonight again. It's been a really good week. But as things are going right now, things aren't going great. We're on Hawaii, and I had buyer's remorse as soon as I made the play. Even though it was autumn last night, I was like, man, I don't know about this. And San Diego State, I'm not in a panic yet. You know this game's going to come down to the wire. We've got NHL hockey going on, too, and I got money on that. We've been really, really clicking a lot. We're on the Vancouver Canucks, and they were down early. But they've come back. They're up 3-2 with 5 minutes left in this game. So we'll track all the late-night action going on. We'll get to the UFC. We got UFC picks for you, 91-85. I want to thank the Los Angeles Clippers for getting it done for us tonight. Tell you what, the Clippers getting points. Tonight was a night for the underdogs, and if you tuned in earlier tonight, we were on the Orlando Magic, plus the points. We were on the Detroit Pistons, plus the points. We were on the Los Angeles Clippers, plus the points. And then, I don't know why, I didn't play the next little wave of NBA games. I stayed away, and then I jumped back in. I had the Raptors plus the points, the Raptors in the over, Siakam. Dear God, we went 6-0 in the NBA. We went 6-0. I'm going to put this perfect mark on the line maybe here with the Lakers and the Wizards. You know we're going to jump in at some point. It's 91. What about the in-game over? It's 226 and a half right now. There's not a lot of defense being played in this game. Right, that's where we're going to go. And as soon as I say that, they freeze it on me. This happens all the time to me. All right. We'll have to look away for a second. I swear to God, man, like, I don't know if they do it to frustrate you or they just, you know what I mean? Seems like when you're winning too, it locks up more. It just locks up quicker a little bit more, it seems. When you're losing, you're like, oh, yeah, go ahead. All right, the 226 and a half. All right, 225 and a half. Let's go. 225 and a half. Spinning. Processing. And, oh, of course, 227 and a half now. Right, guys? Why? Of course. You know what? Like, the number's just sitting there normal until I start getting it. And, oh, let's freeze it. Let's make it 227. All right, suck it. I'll go over to 227 right now. Out of spite, I'm going to, 226 and a half. Are you going to accept this bet or what? God, no, it's 227 and a half now. I hate that. If you have in-game betting, take the damn bet. You spin, 229, just spin. If I want to watch spinning, I'll watch the Wheel of Fortune. I got in at 227 and a half. God, that was frustrating, bro. I wanted to take the Wizards plus the points, but it just moved to 3.5. I'm not going to lie. I often will get like sort of like these spite sort of things going. I'm like, all right. You guys are messing with me. I'm going to beat you now in this game. Like, you know what? Before it was just like a little thing. Now I'm going to make it my point. I don't care if I win 10 cents on this game. I'm going to win on this game now. God, I hurt my foot when I was just freaking out somehow too. My foot sort of randomly just kicked something. I didn't mean to. God. All right, listen. Are Hawaii going to get this together or what, Matthias? I don't like this at all. It's 28-21. 28-21. They got to show us something at the half here. Come on, Gano. Let's get this together.
They're getting out work, Gabe. They gotta pick up the hustle. The other team's getting loose balls. They're getting more rebounds. They're getting dirty points under the basket. Hawaii needs to get dirty. They played with more energy last night. They got to get their head out of their butt.
Yeah, they're not getting into the tournament otherwise. They better realize that. Like, that's what I would tell them. Listen, you guys ain't going dancing, all right, unless we win this game, and we got another one. So you better step it up here. All right, Albany and Christian are up 28-22 right now. I like that. That's good. We'll check back in. I don't like flipping out about every bucket and everything, but hey, it's March Madness, baby. It's March Madness, so... How about this? Creighton tonight, 85-58. Speaking of madness, it's tied for the third largest loss by a one seed in the conference tournament in 25 years in the Big East. Creighton went on like a 27-2 run in the game. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, we've been talking about underdogs, and I try, you know, we've been trying to ride the dogs and, you know, the money lines and the short favorites, etc. But how about this? Top seeds in the tournament conferences today. Top seeds in the tournament conferences. Providence, Big East, one seed, loser, got smashed. Illinois, one seed, Big Ten, loser. Indiana squeaks it out. Auburn's fading. Auburn. One seed, SEC, loser. North Texas, one seed, Conference USA, loser. Toledo, one seed, MAC, loser. Nichols State, and down I go with that one. I had them to win the conference tournament. Nichols State, Southland, loser. Duke and Montana State survive as one seeds. Or at least, you know, were. And Duke got a little bit of a scare that pulled away. And Montana State got a scare against Weber State. But Montana State pulls it out. I didn't understand that point spread. And we told you guys that, listen, we told you we took Montana State to win this conference tournament. We took them to win a conference tournament. And I was like, man, if we took them to win the conference tournament, then I clearly think they're going to win tonight. So we doubled up and we got in. USC are in a little bit of trouble here right now. It's 36-24 for UCLA. I think with this game, I want to jump in on an in-game over here. But we're nearly at the half, so we'll decompress and we'll sort of, okay, we're going to regroup at the Red Lobster, as Homer Simpson and Cam Stewart would say. Homer said it first. It's a great line. I got to go regroup at the Red Lobster. San Diego State, we're just losing 14-7. Now they're up 15-14. All right, what are you sweating out here, Matthias? What do you got out of all this this action here? Hawaii? You on Hawaii?
I got Hawaii money line, and I also got Brandon Nakashima in tennis playing at Indian Wells right now versus AJ Manarino money line as well.
How's that going?
Nakashima's up 1-0, but it looks like he might give up this second game. Manarino's off to a good start. Might be 4-2 in a little bit.
All right, the second half just started, and Fullerton start with a bucket. We're down 10 now.
Man. Yeah, not looking good.
The Warriors aren't the type of team.
Ruined my day today.
They were the ones that, they cost you a parlay?
I had a pretty big parlay with them and Arkansas. I was feeling good after Arkansas. I'm like, you know what? Providence has got this. Creighton's losing their point guard. Not the way.
I know. And you know what? This gives all the people at all. Providence aren't that good. They're lucky right now. They can come in. Oh, I told you. Yeah, well, whatever. They're like 25-4. So, you know. Hey, listen, you heard the list I just went through. As far as the top seeds getting bounced, man. Pretty crazy. Providence, loser. Illinois, loser. Auburn, loser. North Texas, loser. Toledo, loser. Nicholls State, loser. Duke and Montana State. All right, Duke and Montana State got it done and survived. And as I said, we got that future in on Montana State. We're going to take a look at the Saturday games. Tony Finn will step up, and then we'll get you caught up to date as far as the association, this Laker game. So we took over 227.5, and now it's 224.5. The Wizards have not scored. I need the Wizards. The Wizards hit a little bit of a wall. That's going to upset me if I lose this. That's the thing when you're really rolling and stuff, if things are going well, right? Like it's good, but it becomes sort of obsessive. It's crazy, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind everything. Winning and losing is contagious. Like, if you lose, you win a bet, you lose a bet, you lose a bet, you win a bet. You're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, I've been going back and forth all week, so whatever. But when you're winning all the time, like, I've been going on these like 11-0 and 9-2 runs. And then when you lose one or two, it just burns you. It's like, God, like, really? I lost? Now it's down to 223.5. See, Lord Gambler was sending me a warning sign. Don't bet this game. That's why we're not letting you in over and over. I didn't listen. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
Yes, I am. On both counts, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Vancouver Canucks and the Washington Capitals. The Capitals tie the game late. Caps tie the game late. We're going to overtime. 3-3. And we'll see which way the puck bounces. Here in overtime. Anything can happen in overtime of a National Hockey League game. Less players on the ice. And then, of course, we got a potential shootout coming up, which isn't great when you're playing against the Washington Capitals and all their skilled players. I would have preferred. Oftentimes, I'm like, hey, this is all right. I got the Canucks plus a puck and a half, but I got them to win the game. I don't know. I just have a plus a puck and a half. So We'll see if we can get some puck luck here in game. We'll keep our eye on this as we bounce around from basketball. Now we've got the NHL game on. I want to get to the Deshaun Watson news. Is Deshaun Watson? It was a big day for Deshaun. Oh God, it's already over. Washington just scored. And turn out the lights. The party's over. Son of a, and I don't have the control in front of me right now to change it. I hate that. I seriously hate that. It's one thing to lose. Like, I just hate watching a celebration. I'm a very quick clicker. Like, in the second game, I'm like, oh, I'm out. I'm not watching the rest. I don't need to see the Capitals celebrate. That sucked. But at least, whatever. At least it got ripped off like a Band-Aid. So Deshaun Watson, we talked about it last night, about it being a big day for him. And the grand jury met, right? So he could have, like, faced serious criminal charges. Like, we talked about it last night, like, the options. There could have been misdemeanor charges of, like, indecent exposure type stuff. There could have been sexual assault, which could have been, like, 15 years in jail, 2 to 15 years in jail in Texas, etc. Or... there are no charges. And just for the record, grand jury. So grand jury is like a jury, basically. So they get the jury, but the jury decides whether they think, instead of arguing whether you're guilty or not, they're not arguing whether you're guilty. The jury debates whether you deserve to be charged or not. Right? So the jury is presented with all the evidence. And, it's like a little, behind the scenes case. They're presented with the evidence, and then they make the decision. Do you think that this is something criminal that should be pursued? And you need 9 of them, and they did not. They did not. They felt as if though that the civil courts were the right place for what happened. Now, Deshaun Watson said, the truth will set you free and all that type of stuff. But if I was you, Deshaun, I'd kind of don't say anything, bro. Don't say anything. Like, it's not like you come, Yeah, you weren't charged criminally, but, it's not like this, happened because you didn't do anything. Let's just be real. The truth. And, that's the thing. Oh, the truth will see, the truth would come out. Well, there's a difference between the truth coming out and you being criminally charged. But I said this all along, and I didn't know. And it's always a sensitive, type of topic to talk about. But I was always under the belief that if he was going to be criminally charged, he would have been already. This thing's been going on forever. He would have been charged. Like, if he would have been arrested, right? If he actually committed, They all knew, all the accusations had been known for a while now, and it was all civil and never really left that civil sphere, but they finally, the accusers deserved their day in court, though, and they got it. I'm sure they didn't get what they wanted out of this. Now, the civil, look at O.J. Simpson, man. O.J. Simpson, got off. It's a good example, with O.J., was that the truth? Like, just because you're innocent of something in court doesn't mean that it's, necessarily true. And I'm not saying it's not true with Deshaun Watson, but I'm just saying that if you're Deshaun Watson, just don't say anything, right? Just don't, hey, I look forward to playing football again, right? That's it. And, so he better play football again because those 22 lawsuits aren't going away. Now, there's going to be a minor suspension coming. The precedent is sort of 6. Like, people, the people in, and NFL insiders believe it's going to be 6 games. And if you recall, a lot of people tried to overdraw. He's going to get this in a year and all this. I said, no, he won't. I said the same thing. I said, he'll get 6 games and he'll knock it down to 4. And, I think, maybe he'll get 4 games. Conduct detrimental to the league type thing. Hey, you embarrassed us, It's hard to... One thing I noticed with Roger Goodell, like I said, Roger Goodell seems to be chilling out a bit. So, I think a couple of... years ago, I think Goodell... Like, Goodell used to just sort of... Goodell was the judge, jury, and executioner. Right? Goodell would be like, listen, I don't care. You were never criminally charged. I'm suspending you. Or, Goodell would sort of... over-punish somebody for something. It seems to me that if you notice, we haven't had a lot of that over the past couple of years. I think, you know, Goodell wants a better relationship with the players. And to me, I understand. I totally get it. Right? If you work for a company, you work for a business, etc., and they're in the public sphere, there's going to be, you know, a basic clause that, listen, there's a termination clause in here if, you know, you embarrass the company you work for. You know, everybody sort of gets that. But at the same point in time, we live in a more sort of social media justice than real justice, right? Like, if you haven't been charged with something, right, it's like, well, what did he do wrong? Well, I don't know. He didn't get arrested. He didn't never been criminally charged with anything. So how can we suspend him? Well, he is getting sued. Well, there's millions of lawsuits filed a day. You know what I'm saying? Not every lawsuit is valid. And even if it is valid, it's not a criminal lawsuit. So what business of this is of ours and our business that this guy's getting sued? We don't like it. And you can say, listen, I don't like this guy. I don't want him on my team. I don't like, you know, I don't, if you actually read. Like I said, if, you know, it's kind of, I never really fully in, you know, all every detail of all this type of stuff. I knew. If you read, if you do, you know, I decided, you know, like 6 months ago or something, all right, let me really get up to speed with what is out there. And he's not the nicest guy. And that's one thing. And I always thought, you know, you always picture Deshaun as being this great guy type of dude. I always did. But, you know, I'm not disputing that he, lack of a better term, that he said very inappropriate things, right? I guess, and worse, allegedly, but not criminally. But as I said, so like, oh, the truth, you know, the truth is out now, he says. Well, not really. Like, O.J. Simpson wasn't found guilty, but does anybody think that's the truth? Right? If you actually think about it, the judicial system is very complicated, isn't it? It's one of those deals where, like, you know something to be true, but legally it's not, so it isn't. Now, as far as where is he going to end up? Well, he's going to end up somewhere because now he's not criminally charged. And I don't, you know what I mean? There's not going to be some big whatever. Some people will, well, you know, this and that, and it'll go away. So I don't think, like, people are going to be protesting outside of stadiums or anything like that. Put it this way, like, Michael Vick killed a bunch of dogs and came back to the NFL. Like, I hear that from people, oh, I don't know about the Steelers. You know, I don't know if they'd want Deshaun Watson. They had somebody that murdered dogs on their team. I hate to be so, like, you know, about it, but, you know, let's be real. Let's be real. Colin Kaepernick released a video of him working out. He looks pretty good, actually. Colin Kaepernick's better than half the quarterbacks in the National Football League right now. The thing with Colin Kaepernick, and I've always liked Kaepernick, is, I, you know, basically, if you want to play football, you want to be an activist right now. I tell them, you know, point blank. And, you know, I'm real on this show, and that's what I would tell them. If I wanted Deshaun Watson and he was too expensive and this and that, I'd go, you know what, Colin Kaepernick's out there. We can get him for $8 million a year, $10 million a year. But I would tell him, listen, I support your causes. I think you're cool. That's why we're going to have you on our team. But, you know, are you here to play football, or are you here as, you know, what's your next move here, right? Because there are worse quarterbacks. Like, I'd rather Colin Kaepernick as my quarterback than Carson Wentz. That's what I don't get. Like, these decisions that these teams make that are just like, they overreact, they rush, you know? So the Washington, whatever the hell they're called now, the Washington Commanders tried to get Russell Wilson. And I give them credit for that. I do. You know, people mock their franchise and stuff, and they tried, right? They tried. Washington tried. They heard, they knew that, yeah, you know what? Russell Wilson's going to get traded. And they tried to get involved on it, right? Russell Wilson from Virginia. They thought maybe he'll want to play. You know, he's from the area.
And Wilson nixed it. Like they said, and he said, no, I'm not. I wouldn't go to Washington. So he shut that down. And, you know, a couple of days later, he ends up with the Denver Broncos. And then a couple of, you know, the next day, Washington trade, what was it, 2 second-round picks and a third-round pick for Carson Wentz. Remember Carson Wentz, dilly-dilly and all that Bud Light stuff? I wouldn't trade an empty case of Bud Light cans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like, if you gave me a choice, listen, Morency, you could have 2 cases of beer or Carson Wentz. I'm taking the beer. Because it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, if I get Carson Wentz, then I own him. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, he's free. But, oh, and then you want me to pay? Like, I can't, like, you know, there's so many things going on in the world. There's so many things going on in the sports world that it's easy to, you know, some of these things, it's like mind-blowing, right? It actually is mind-blowing that Washington would give up all of that for Carson Wentz. So imagine if you're Washington right now. It's like you just gave up all this for, you just tried to get Russell Wilson, you failed, and fine, I don't blame you for that. And then you turn around and you get Carson Wentz. I don't know, maybe you didn't panic and like think that no one else is about to sign Carson Wentz. So maybe you didn't panic and trade for somebody that nobody else even freaking wanted. You can say, you know what? Well, we just tried to get Wilson. Let's get Watson instead. But no, now you're stuck with Carson Wentz. What did I say earlier in the week? It's not as simple as like, well, if he sucks, we'll get rid of him. No, now you're stuck with him. You signed him. You own him. You're stuck with him. And now, well, Watson's available now. Man, like, so think about that. Just days ago, they were willing to give up all these picks and everything to get Russell Wilson. Now they can do the same thing to get Deshaun Watson, but they can't because they signed Carson Wentz. That's why I talk about bad teams doing stupid things. Carolina, the front runner for Deshaun Watson. The New Orleans Saints reportedly are down with this. We got to get to Tilly on next week. And then Seattle. The Minnesota Vikings were added to his list of accepted teams last week as well. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Of course. Just the name Colin Kaepernick, our chat's blowing up and stuff. Oh, Kaepernick. And as we stated, Kaepernick, I'm not going to say he's better than half the guys in the league right now. I'm going to say better than half, but he's top 20, right? He's top 20. Like, you know, if you look at Colin Kaepernick as is right now, and the Kaepernick story is a complicated one, right? Did Colin Kaepernick get blackballed by the NFL? Yes. Did Colin Kaepernick want to get blackballed by the NFL? Yes, right? Like, it was one of those deals. It's sort of, you know, they both sort of was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Colin Kaepernick was an amazing quarterback, all right, with Harbaugh as the coach, right? They went to the Super Bowl. They should have won that Super Bowl, right? They were 4 yards away. It was bad play calling. So they go to the Super Bowl. They went to the NFC Conference Championship game. When Harbaugh left, Kaepernick sort of changed. Like, Harbaugh was his guy. Chip Kelly comes in, and Kaepernick met this girl. And it was a girl, the Yoko Ono type, sort of. You know what I mean? It was a girl that basically got all this stuff in Kaepernick's head about activism and about what's going on in the real world. Like, he always was sort of, he knew, but he got real, real about it. So he showed back up to the Niners camp, and Harbaugh's not there anymore. And he's wearing the T-shirts, and, you know, he's got a different attitude, and he's not as into football anymore. And I like Kaepernick, but even the most ardent Kaepernick defender will tell you, like, yeah, he wasn't in shape. You guys saw, he showed up, he was all skinny. I remember everyone was like, oh, my God, look at him. He used to be ripped. Remember, his big move was flexing his muscle and kissing his arm when he scored a touchdown, right? And he came back, he was skinnier than me. Like, he looked like a hippie, he had hair, like, you know what I mean? So he went through a little change and stuff, but as far as his skill is concerned, he's got elite skill. And anybody that doesn't think he has elite skill, then I'm glad that's why you're not a scout in the National Football League. The guy went to the Super Bowl and the NFC Conference Championship game for a reason. He wasn't along for the ride. He brought them there. Bring it.